And the reading is Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4, the year of the Lord's favour. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations.
Our second reading comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, and can be found on page 1006 on the Church Bible. Jesus calms the storm. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in a boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet! Be still!" Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
So good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here this morning, so thank you for inviting me. As I said earlier, my name is Paula. I'm the centre manager at Colchester Cap Debt Centre, which is part of Christians Against Poverty. And I've been on the team here since 2015. So Colchester Cap Debt Centre is 10 years old this year. And in one sense, it's sad that we've seen the need grow over 10 years. On the other hand, we're celebrating. Over that 10 years, we have met and prayed with over 800 families. We've seen over 200 people becoming debt-free. 49 have found work whilst working with us. And 55 that we know of have found a relationship with Jesus. And these opportunities, they've only been possible through partnership and financial support from churches across Colchester, including yourselves. So I thank you. I first learned of the worker cap back in 2013. When the centre first started in Colchester. A friend had recommended that I actually call them to help us. We were in a really, really desperate place financially. But following both myself and my husband being made redundant while I was on maternity leave with our second child who'd been 4 weeks premature. We managed from that time that we were made redundant for 2 years before someone said to us to call this CAP centre that had opened. We were skipping meals so that we could afford to heat the house, and we both plummeted into depression and were facing eviction. But it's a similar story to thousands across the UK, thousands that call for help. Stuart, who following an accident was left severely immobile, unable to work, debts mounting. It's left Stuart searching through supermarket bins and at his absolute lowest point considering suicide. Or Karen, whose anxiety through her early years caused her to turn to alcohol. Almost after losing her family, her hope and her identity, she realised that the problem was much bigger than just her dependency. Or Jill, who was forced to make a new start as a single parent. More or less homeless, in desperation, she considered suicide so that her children could be adopted and have a better chance at life. These are just a few of the situations that we come across day in, day out. Right now, over 14 million people in our nation, the Stuarts, the Karens, the Jills, are living in poverty. One in four people are struggling with mental health. Poverty, it arrives like an illness in the family. You've no power to change the situation, and it grinds you down until any flicker of hope is completely extinguished. Imagine the panic, the fear, the hopelessness that comes from being trapped in that storm of poverty. Trapped in the relentless storm of debt, relentless wave after wave of bills, demands that you just cannot pay. Living in fear of every knock at the door, every letter, every phone call, no one will listen to you. You've tried everything, even not eating to be able to pay the bills. 67% of our clients that we see have been missing meals before asking for our help. It makes no difference, the debts keep spiralling. Trapped in the storm of unemployment, every rejection letter adding to your feelings of worthlessness. You try so hard but you don't get anywhere. Waves of rejection just keep flooding over you. Trapped in the storm of addiction, even though you know that it's wrecking your life and relationships, you do it again and again. No control. Trapped in the current and swept along by your addiction, living with constant regret. To give you a flavour of the problem, 2.6 million children live with parents who drink hazardously, and one in four adults smoke. You feel so alone, no one knows that you're out of your depth. You keep it hidden. You think you're the only one, and your shame keeps you silent. Poverty and debt have visible effects of physical, but its most damaging impact is on people's emotional and mental health. That's why 75% of CAP clients seek medical help for anxiety, depression, or stress. 38% are considering suicide as the only way out, and a shocking 11% have actually attempted it before they call us. So when we feel at our lowest ebb, in the moment of desperation, when we're out of options, when we feel there's no hope, and we look around in a panic trying to see a way out, in these moments when it feels like God is asleep and that we feel so alone, we cry out for help. It's in these moments we cry out, "Don't you care, I'm going to drown." Just as the disciples called on Jesus for help, thousands of people are crying out for us to help. Every 6 minutes, someone in the eye of the storm is ringing our helpline, crying out for help. In these moments, they're calling upon us as a church. That's you and me. They're calling a church. We carry the title Christians Against Poverty. They know that we carry something different. In that moment, they ask us to step out of the boat with them, to speak to the wind and the waves and calm the storm of poverty, to say, "Be still." In 2 Corinthians 5:20, we're called to be ambassadors. In Proverbs 31:8-9, he calls us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, to defend the poor and needy. He calls each one of us to calm the storm of poverty in Colchester. God wants to use us, his people, his church, to be channels of his peace that calm the waves of anxiety, stress, and depression. And that's exactly what we're doing here in Colchester. It's exactly what we've been doing for 10 years here in Colchester, through prayer and volunteers, and financial support that you give in your partnership with us. So again, a massive thank you. Your support has meant that we are able to visit people in their homes, along with a team of befrienders, giving support and love. We take away demand letters. We cut into the chaos to make sense of it all. Creating a budget will give people a way out of debt and a future that is filled with hope. A cap budget means that bills are paid on time. A food allowance means they can buy proper meals for their family. And electricity being paid so they can heat the house in winter. It just takes that moment of someone to collect the chaos and bring it to some sort of order. We speak up for our clients by negotiating with creditors to get unfair interest and charges stopped and affordable repayments set up. We calm the storm. We silence the noise of constant phone calls, endless demands, relentless bills, and knocks on the door from bailiffs. When we went through our own journey with CAP, we were probably about a month or two in, and I suddenly turned around to Steve and went, "We've had no letters through the door, and no one's phoning us." It's such a weight lifted from our shoulders to know that someone is walking the journey with us. As the mental storm of worries and anxiety about poverty calms, our clients then have space. They open their minds and their hearts to God. We pray with our clients on each visit. And in fact, quite often they will call us between visits to pray with them. Just last week, one of our other debt coaches had a client phone and say, "I'm in such a state, but everything is so chaotic. I'm not ready to face dealing with my debt. Can you please close my case?" And that's a moment when our heart sinks. But in her next breath, she turned around and said, "And although you're not coming, for some reason, I've gone out and bought a Bible, but I now don't know what to do with it. So could you please spend some time explaining to me what I do with it and how I use it and how I pray?" And do you know, that's just God. I mean, how amazing that this person has been so confident to reach out and say, "I felt the urge to buy a Bible. What do I do with it?" Those are the phone calls that bring us joy. These people haven't known Jesus, but we're able to have taken a step to share our faith with them. So if I can ask anything of you today, then I ask you to take that sharing step. To share your faith with someone, just like, was it Tim that shared? Yeah, just like he said, is actually coming alongside someone and saying, "Yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, that's my life, that's my lifestyle. I love it. God's good to me." It might be a friend. It might be the person sat on the bus next to you or in a coffee shop. But as we heard in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, each and every one of us. And he appointed us to proclaim good news. So today I ask if I can just encourage you to do that as you go through your journey this week. I shall leave that there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Paula. I just have a moment of reflecting on what we've heard. There was a lot there to take in. But also to hear that Jesus is at the centre of what CAP are doing, and that the theme of Paula's talk this morning was calming the storm and bringing hope into darkness, that in the practical help given, hope, everlasting hope and calm is brought in because of the presence of Jesus. And so we thank you, Jesus, this morning that we carry that huge privilege of sharing what you have given us, which is good news.